I'm Herb Trix for WVIK. This month, the world has been celebrating the 250th anniversary of the birth of composer Ludwig van Beethoven, including the Quad City Symphony. In all three Masterworks concerts so far this season, the QCSO has featured Beethoven, including the December program with the Third Symphony. Due to COVID, concerts during the last 2 months have been performed with no live audience, with video recordings available for 30 days afterwards. Composer Jacob Banks of Augustana College, who writes the QCSO program notes, admires the orchestra's effort.
I'm aware of what a lot of orchestras have done to cope with the pandemic and to keep the music going, and I think the Quad City Symphony's efforts have been as good as anybody's. I don't think anyone will ever, and this is as also somebody who makes music, you know, as a musician myself, no one would ever claim that what we have now is superior to a live concert experience. And so I don't think there's anything that any orchestra could do that would replace the intangibles of being tangibly in person. You know, it isn't just a matter of the concert experience, but it's the resonance of the concert hall. It's hearing the being in the same room as the musicians, and there's no substitute for it. That said, I think, you know, the symphony has adopted a plan that's very flexible, that puts the safety of its musicians and audience first, and that gives us something to know that to keep us coming back.
Banks also admires the persistence of Beethoven's personality, overcoming major obstacles, including deafness, in later life.
One of the things I love to bring out about Beethoven and his music is how his unique and very flawed personality gave birth to the music. We idolize Beethoven, which, you know, is not entirely wrong, because he was a mammoth genius. But at the same time, he was a very flawed human being with a lot of personal problems. And he had enormous difficulty keeping friends. In fact, it's a great testament to the character of the people who he surrounded himself with that he had any friends at the end of his life. Beethoven's work comes from a very specific personality. He was a very powerful personality, but also very troubled. And to think of the interactions between him and his friends and those who came into and out of his life, I guess it just shows how much he was inspiring devotion even early on, even when no one would think he'd be a very good friend. And one thing that I love about Beethoven was that he took genres and perfected them. And this is one thing that sometimes we don't always get an appreciation for, because we hear so many symphonies of his, especially, you know, when we're talking about a symphony orchestra. But he did the same thing with the piano sonata and the string quartet that he did with the symphony. What is beautiful about tracing his output is you can listen to the first piano sonata and the 32nd piano sonata, and they're all outstanding. And yet you can trace this incredible growth and deepening over the course of his career.
Like his fellow musical genius, Mozart, Beethoven had an incredible facility as a performer and improviser. But unlike Mozart, Banks says the one genre he did not master was opera. Beethoven's only opera is Fidelio.
I think the human voice created a bit of frustration for him, because it was not, you couldn't sort of pin down what the range was, and there wasn't a lot of technical things to latch onto. So I think his vocal writing is a little bit idealistic, but it's gorgeous. It's actually amazing, but it took more from him. But yeah, I mean, as a vocal composer, he certainly didn't have, you know, the impact that Mozart did in opera, or that Schubert did, or Schumann did in song.
Banks is awestruck at what Beethoven could write as he wrestled with the long, drawn-out loss of his hearing.
It is absolutely amazing, and I don't want to in any way take away from the fact that it's like a miracle that someone could produce music of such high quality without actually being able to hear it. Two things. One was, he was a phenomenal keyboardist. For, you know, any really great pianist, and even like a beginning pianist, it's both a ear gift and a physical, like a muscle gift. And so his muscles were, because his hands knew where to go. He knew his way around the keyboard. He knew every scale and arpeggio and every pot. So he had this muscle memory from when he was able to hear that I am sure he was able to rely on greatly after he was not able to hear the works performed. And then the other thing that he would have been able to rely on was the fact that, I mean, one of my favorite things about Beethoven is the pretense for him to go to Vienna for his native Bonn anyway was to study composition. That kind of rigorous training and the respect that he had for the traditions of counterpoint. And you have the fact that his hands knew what his ears couldn't hear. Then I think we go a little bit toward understanding how it was possible. And then the third thing, of course, is just a generational gift, like a supernatural gift that he had for music. So those three things, that's all you need, and you too can compose deaf.
The QCSO Masterworks Digital Access is available through January 6th. For tickets, visit qcso.org. And for Jonathan Turner, I'm Herb Tricks.